Minister, as you'll know, the British Irish Parliamentary Assembly carried out an extensive investigation into the issue of cross-border crime over the course of almost a year. And one of their key recommendations was for a cross-border task force of the policing services and the revenue on this island, a dedicated focus on an all-Ireland basis to tackle this criminality. So my questions are, do you support this proposal, and will you work with your colleague, counterpart David Ford in the North, to bring this about?
Thank you.
Well, combating organised crime in whatever guise is a policy priority for the government and an operational priority for An Garda Síochán and the Revenue Commissioners. And that's reflected in the priorities they set out this year, one of which is to combat serious crime in all its forms. It is well recognised, Deputy, that organised crime seeks to exploit the border. That's been well recognised, and there are very serious issues in relation to cross-border crime and the involvement of a variety of people in that. And I have had many discussions with Minister David Ford about the challenges presented by cross-border organised crime and our responses to those challenges. We discussed those challenges just very recently at the cross-border organised crime seminar in Sligo. And I have to say, it's very impressive at that conference to see the staff of the PSNI and An Garda Síochán working so closely together to target this organised crime, and particularly cross-border crime. And many initiatives, as you know, have come over the years as a result of those discussions. I fully support the very valuable contribution that the report you mentioned, the British Irish Parliamentary Assembly's report on cross-border crime, and well done to all involved. There's a key feature of that ongoing work that I spoke about is the inter-agency nature of the law enforcement cooperation, which involves the two police forces, the two customs services in the island, and the Criminal Assets Bureau and the UK's National Crime Agency. I do want to say to you, and it's important to recognise this, there are currently two cross-border enforcement groups that target fuel fraud and tobacco fraud, respectively. They have been in operation for some years and have made a considerable contribution to operational cooperation in the area. And I think I have put in the public arena, I think, of the Justice Committee recently, some of the up-to-date figures, for example, in relation to fuel smuggling and the recent successes. Now, one has to keep in mind that 131, I think, is the figure. Garages have been closed around the country. So this is a serious issue that requires attention. And Revenue are very active in this area, and they have made action against fuel laundering one of their priorities. They're implementing the comprehensive strategy to tackle the problem, which I think you're familiar with. So there are two cross-border enforcement groups, but I am open to considering any further action such as that recommended in the parliamentary report.
Well, Minister, I'm pleased to hear that you're open to the suggestion, because the issue of diesel laundering, cigarette smuggling, cattle rustling, petrol stretching, whatever type of criminality it is, wherever you have a border, wherever in Europe, never mind on the island of Ireland, there's an opportunity for criminals to take advantage of that. And I think that the fact that we do have good cooperation between the PSNI and Garda Síochána, the fact that we do have good cooperation between the two revenue organisations on the islands, means that it wouldn't be a considerable step to set up a joint task force, a dedicated focus on this criminality across the region. And as you know, this criminality has manifested itself, further than criminality, into murder, into attacks on Republicans across the border region. Frank McCabe, a senior Republican, was targeted by these people. His son was seriously injured, almost killed, lost an eye, is still recovering, and many others. So I think that I can speak as Sinn Féin justice spokesperson with authority on this, that when we stand up to these people, we put our lives on the line.
Thank you, Deputy.
And I would ask that, in terms of the government now, that there's a joint task force to tackle these people profiteering, taking advantage of the border once and for all.
Thank you, Deputy. Tara.
Well, obviously, it's very important that there's absolute clarity from all of us as to how we view these issues. The cross-border crime continues to be a very significant issue. I would say to you that those matters are kept absolutely under constant review at an operational level, in light of the various changing operational demands and the analysis of crime trends. So certainly this is an operational decision as to whether another task force is necessary. There are two there already. We need to ensure that we make the very best use of the resources that we have in An Garda Síochána, but clearly the cross-border resources as well, and the clear need to identify this issue as a priority both sides of the border. And I've no doubt that's the situation, that it is identified as an absolute priority.